It is 7:09 on a Saturday morning. It is lovely in the Twin Cities. The winds are going to pick up a little bit. It will be very dry with low humidities. So there is fire danger, a red flag warning for much of northern and central Minnesota. And this includes Fergus Falls, Brainerd, Hinckley, Morris, St. Cloud, Wilmer, parts of the Twin Cities, all the way down to Mankato, and all the way out to Montevideo and Ortonville to give you an idea. So once again, between noon and 7 for those areas, a red flag warning, but there is a high fire danger today. So by all means, take care. Dan Burns joins us on our Car Care Show each and every week at this time. And Dan, good to visit with you. It is a beautiful morning here in the Twin Cities, and I imagine some air conditioners are going to be switched on again today. And I've used mine, I'll admit it, and so far so good. But I'm sure you've been running into some folks that are not having very good luck with that AC.
Well, I tell you what, Steve. Today is the day that everybody should turn on their AC, and both on their car and their house, actually, and be sure that everything is working the way that it should, because what you don't want to do is wait till the weather turns to 80 or 90 degrees and find out you have an air conditioning problem and then try and get help. Everybody's so busy then. So today's the day. Turn on your AC. Be sure it's blowing nice and cold, that it's not stinky, that it's working the way that you want it to, and then you'll be set to go. Then you'll know that you'll be set to go when the weather gets warm and hot.
Yeah, when we get that hot, humid stuff where air conditioning is really a big deal. By the way, our number on the program, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226, and you can call or text the program. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue, is in on the program today. And Dan, we've talked about it in recent weeks on the repair and to do it right. Folks can probably buy one of those recharge kits and get a little cold air, but it's not really solving the problem. If your air conditioner needs to be recharged regularly, you've got a leak, and that leak needs to be fixed.
Yeah, the leak needs to be found, which is sometimes a little complicated. Many air conditioning systems right from the factory have a fluorescent dye that's installed in them that helps us find them. For sure, whenever we recharge a system, we put some fluorescent dye in there, and then we have some magic lights and some magic glasses that we put on that make that fluorescent dye absolutely glow from wherever it is that the air conditioning system is leaking from. You know, the refrigerant is a liquid or gas, depending on the temperature that's going on. And, of course, you can't see it, can't smell it, can't taste it, can't do anything. That does not show up. So what really shows up is the oil, the lubricating oil that's flowing around inside the system. And so the oil that has the dye in it is what we're actually looking for. So, and sometimes it's really hard. You know, if you had your air conditioning system recharged 2 or 3 or 4 years ago and it's worked fine, and now this year it's not blowing cold again, that type of leak is pretty difficult to find because it's just so slow. It's so slow where the refrigerant will leak out, but no oil or dye will. And so then that makes it really hard for us to find it. But, you know, as the leak gets bigger, then we can find it, and then we can do the repair, which usually involves replacing a component. In a best-case scenario, it's a gasket or something. In a worst-case scenario, it's a one of the significant parts that needs to be replaced.
Yeah. Are there spots where their leaks are typical, where you usually find them?
Well, a very common place is on the very front of the car, in front of the radiator, in fact, is where the condenser for the air conditioning system is. It looks like a radiator, and it's the point at which the refrigerant gas is cooled and turned back to a liquid, and it flows through the system that way. It's out in front of the vehicle, and it's exposed to all the elements and all the stones and rocks that get tossed up. And so that's a pretty common place to find a leak. And then another common place is on the air conditioning compressor itself. Of course, it has a shaft that goes through a seal, and that shaft has to spin. It's driven by one of the serpentine bar, by the serpentine belt on the car. And where that shaft goes through the, to get out to the belt area, there's a seal, and that seal leaks quite often, too. Oftentimes, that seal is not serviceable, which means if the air conditioning compressor is leaking, it means that the compressor itself needs to be replaced.
Is that coolant something that needs to be changed out over time? Is there maintenance on it, or is it a sealed system and you should be good for the life of the car if you don't have a leak?
If you don't have a leak, it's good for the life of the car. If you do have a leak, though, moisture gets introduced into the system, and that makes the system work way less efficiently. And that's one of the reasons that maybe you don't want to just stick another can of refrigerant in there, because when we do an air conditioning recharge, we actually take all of the refrigerant out of the system with our machine. We filter and clean that refrigerant and suck the coolings or the air conditioning system into a vacuum, which removes all of the moisture and dries it out inside there. And then we put clean, filtered refrigerant back in. And so that's the way that it's going to be the most, or work the most efficiently. But if the system has never failed you, if it's working just fine and there are no leaks, then there is no service on the system itself that needs servicing. One thing that does need servicing from time to time, and this is actually a complaint that we get about the air conditioning system quite often, is that the condenser up in front of the radiator gets plugged with debris, that the cottonwood trees and all of that sort of stuff. And once the air won't flow through that condenser properly, the air conditioning system also won't work properly. And so that's one that we see pretty commonly, too, where that's all plugged and needs to be cleaned out for it to work right.
Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue. It is our car care show. The phone number on the program, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can call or text the program, and we'll be opening up those phone lines following a break. We'll go to the text line. They're starting to line up there as well. 56 degrees here in Minneapolis, St. Paul on News Talk, 830-WCCO. 722 on a Saturday morning, Car Care Show with Dan Burns underway. The phone number is 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. It'll be dry and breezy today. As a result, a good part of the state, central and northern Minnesota, under a red flag warning. That does include part of the Twin Cities area. So once again, low humidities, it'll be breezy. Some spots very windy today, and we're going to see highs jump well into the 70s today, 76 here in the Twin Cities area, so be aware of that. Let's go to the phone lines on our Car Care Show with Dan Burns. Here's Tom in Sandstone. Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Dan, I've got a question. Are you experiencing any difficulty of getting parts because of the virus?
We are not experiencing any difficulty getting parts. The manufacturers so far have been able to keep up. The parts are definitely available. One thing that has slowed a little bit is the delivery of parts. We've had to do a little bit more running to go get parts and to keep us going. But so far, we have not had any difficulty with the factories not being able to produce the parts.
And that is good news. No shortages so far. From our text line, on 2017 Envision, there's no switch for the auto stop start. It has a 6-speed automatic transmission. Can the L6 position be used to get around it? That coming from Don. I know there's a lot of people that have cars with that auto start-stop feature. It drives me crazy on our new van that we have, a wheelchair conversion for my daughter. And the first thing I do when I get in the car by habit is shut that off because I don't like it.
Yeah, well, and a lot of people don't, and I do the same thing. I have noticed on some models, my wife's car, for example, if you don't push the brake, fully depress the brake pedal, if you just lightly touch the brake, the car will keep running. So that's an option on some cars. And when you're driving around in town, if you shift it down into D6, that will be just fine. It never gets, never really gets out of that gear in town anyway. That would be just fine if that's a solution for you while you're driving in town. And of course, when you get out on the highway, then shift it back into drive so that it uses the full, it uses all the gears that are available to it.
And Dan, I know why they do it for fuel efficiency, but I would think over time that's got to be hard on the starter motor to be constantly starting the car.
You would think so, wouldn't you, Steve? I don't have much, the technology on that is pretty new, so we haven't seen too many cars that have that, or that, you know, that where we've had to replace a starter that has that technology, so they're apparently holding up pretty good. They're not wearing out. And now with the fancy gear reduction starters, the starters are pretty good. And so I think they have that, figured into the longevity of the design of the starter. And they seem to be holding up pretty good.
We go to Pat and Egan next. You're on our Car Care Show with Dan Burns. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Pat. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to your shows for many, many weeks, many, many months. And what is your opinion of all the modern logistics, electronics, and on the cars versus whether it's a 2017, 18, 19, or 20? More dependable?
From a mechanics standpoint, if you're into the electronics of a car, if you understand it, if you are comfortable with your computer and your laptop, my mechanics love the new technology, and I think it's more dependable. It's oftentimes easier to diagnose. The information that you get is great, but when it breaks, it can be very, very complicated, and it pretty much has taken the do-it-yourselfer out of it because you just can't, without communicating with the system, you just are guessing when it comes to replacing parts and things like that. So, we here at Lloyd's like the new technology. We've embraced it, and I think it makes it actually easier to fix a car, and I do think that it's more dependable than mechanical parts. For example, a mechanical relay that they have in car, or that they have used in cars for many, many years, versus an electronic solid state relay. Well, the electronic solid state ones just seem to hold up better. The old mechanical ones seem to fail more commonly. So things like that. I think the new electronics is just great on a car.
Yeah, it is amazing. And we talk about the computer or computers in a car and the durability. And we've talked often over the years on the show how extraordinary vehicles are, 30 below to 110 degrees, and they find a way to keep working and working very reliably.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. And, a car, actually a rather simple car, can have upwards of a dozen computers in them that are controlling all sorts of different systems and things. And so it's for sure the wave of the future. And so if you are a technician and you struggle with computer technology, you're going to have a hard time because it's just the way the world is going.
Quick break. We have more on the Car Care Show. We'll have an update on the weather. It will be warm and dry today. There is a high fire danger in these parts. We'll have that for you in a moment. And then more with Dan Burns. The phone number is 651-989-9226. If you have a question for Dan on our Car Care Show, 651-989-9226. And you can call or text here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Our Car Care Show underway. Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Let's get to the phone lines right away. Let's bring in Karen in Maple Grove. Karen, you're on the air with Dan. Hello.
Hello. I was talking to our... There's a fella 2 weeks ago that was having trouble with their battery going dead. I had the same problem. It was my radio antenna that did not completely drop when I turned the car off. I go out in the morning and it was completely dead. So it has something to do with... the antenna on the car, the vehicle.
Oh, well, that's good information for you to share. Thank you. You know,
you're welcome.
That's what we're talking about at the time was that there's a whole bunch of things when you turn your vehicle off that need to shut off or get into position or whatever. And if those things don't move like they're supposed to, and if they don't time out and go to sleep like they're supposed to, then they create a draw on the battery, and the battery goes dead overnight. So. That's another one that I found in the past, too, where the antenna won't go all the way down.
And, Dan, you brought it up before on the program. People aren't driving as much right now with the stay-at-home order, et cetera. Cars, though, should be good for a couple of weeks without being driven. The battery should not be dead. You get beyond 2 weeks, out a month, you know, there is enough going on there where maybe it would go dead, but a week or two, it should be okay.
I agree with that, Steve. A week or two, you should expect that. If it doesn't last a week or two, there's something wrong. Either there's something that's not going, that's not shutting down, or the battery itself is starting to fail. On my own vehicle, one time I had to leave it sit for a month. And even on my own vehicle with a brand new battery, I was wondering what I would find when I actually went to start it. And it did start up just fine, but... You know, when you get out a month or two, there's a pretty good chance the battery will be dead.
Well, let's go to Dave in Delano. You're on the Car Care Show. Good morning, Dave. Dave, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
All right, good morning.
Yeah. The problem is I've got a 94 Chevy V6 pickup, 80,000 miles on it. A couple months ago, I had the starter replaced on the car. On the truck, and that went fine for a few months, 2 months, and then I couldn't accelerate on the pickup. I couldn't go over 15 miles an hour and discovered I should replace the cylinder for the key. I did that, and now when I try to start it, it doesn't, the starter doesn't seem to mesh, and it grinds. I, of course, stopped right away doing that. And the second turn, it'll start. What's causing that problem?
Well, there's a couple of things that could be causing it. One is that the starter, in order for the starter to work, there's a drive that pushes the gear out, and it engages with the flywheel on the car, on the actual engine. And so... in order for the car to work right without grinding, both of those gears need to be in good condition. And the other thing that needs to happen is that starter gear, the starter drive, needs to extend out far enough to engage completely with the flywheel. So if you're getting grinding every once in a while when you start your car, then one of those three things is wrong. Either the gear on the starter has failed, the starter drive has failed, or the gears on the ring gear are getting worn out, and so they won't mesh and grab, and they grind sometime. The repair will be to remove the starter again, and then turn the engine over slowly, inspect the flywheel, and see if the teeth on the flywheel are damaged. If they are, it'll need to be replaced. and then bench test the starter and see if the drive is coming out as far as it's supposed to.
And I would assume the flywheel, if you had to replace that could be a big job.
That is a big job, Steve. That, of course, requires that the transmission be removed or at least pulled back out of the way to get that, because it's it's attached to the engine itself to get the engine to crank over while you're starting the car.
Car Care Show, Dan Burns on the air between 7 and 7:45 each and every Saturday. By the way, our weekly wine chat with Jack Farrell coming up here in a few minutes. Jerry in Maple Grove, you're on the air with Dan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a 2019 Ford F-150. The USB port is unable to charge my cell phone when the phone's turned on. It's charging, but not enough. It's still ends up draining. Is this a typical problem, or how do I fix it?
Well, I don't know. On the USB port, there should be, I would imagine, whatever the amount of voltage that the phone is requiring. So I'm not sure if your car is compatible with the phone and the cable that you're trying to use, but something in that combination isn't agreeing with each other. So I think maybe the best place you're going to find information about that would be at one of the Ford tech lines and see what's going on, with the amount of voltage that's being supplied through that USB port.
Just a couple of minutes left in the program today. Let's see if we can hit a couple of quickies. We did get a text on the follow-up on the auto start feature that many vehicles have now. Someone texted in and said, I was told the battery and starter are heavy duty, that it's designed for that, and folks shouldn't worry. And you kind of alluded to that, Dan, as well. Another one, and we've had this before when we get into air conditioning season. What is the best way to get rid of that smell when the air conditioner is on, kind of that musty smell that comes out of there?
Yeah, most cars nowadays have a filter for the air conditioning system. We call it the cabin air filter. And oftentimes when I take them out of a vehicle, they are nasty. And so if they're full of a bunch of organic material and the weather gets humidity or gets humid, then they can certainly create a pungent smell. And so my first recommendation is change that cabin air filter, put a new fresh one in there. And then also if there's mold and debris in the heater box itself, they make a spray that you can introduce into the air conditioning system to kill that, the debris and the organic material in there and deal with the smell.
Well, Dan, always good to visit with you. The time goes so quickly. How do people reach you at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, come on over. That's the best way to reach us. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call. We'll be there as soon as this morning at 651-228-1316.
Always good to visit with you, Dan. Have a great day.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.